your position on the Decree 21 by the state government. It's almost 2 weeks now since that decree was made. Is it in any way affecting activities of political parties in the state?
Well, let me speak for my party first. I really don't think that it is. Campaigns are ongoing, and I think what it has done is it has pushed the parties to rethink and redirect their initial intentions. In other words, they have changed their strategies.
Okay, if it really isn't affecting the parties, then why did we have the kind of fuss that we had around the Decree 21 when it was issued by the state government?
Well, the truth is that a lot of people think it's draconian. No one should actually interfere with the election process. When decrees like this come up, they actually would interfere with the process. And the umpire of elections is the INEC. And we should allow INEC to do what they have to do, to give everyone a level playing field that will make it fair to all. And we think that anything outside that that is done will be interfering with the election. And that's what we think the Rivers State government has done.
So you're saying that Decree 21 isn't something that is constitutional, because the idea for the government would be to protect public property. And if that is ideal, would you say that the decree isn't the right thing for government to do?
Well, yes, public and government properties must be protected. We must secure what we have. But I really do not think that just holding a rally in fields of schools would damage such schools. And I think that it is wrong for one to be able to do so and the other is not able to do so. When you say pay 5 million, because you can pay does not mean others can also pay. So in the first instance, you are beginning to deter those who want to campaign and campaign properly. So that's why I think it is not right to come up with a decree like that now. I will remember that the People's Democratic Party have had in the past used school premises. I remember very well in 2015 the school that was used, and I remember also that not too long ago the PDP assembled in school premises. So I don't know suddenly why everything has changed and today no one can use it unless you pay money. The smaller parties don't have the sort of money the big parties have. And you should not tax them to pay this huge sums of money wherever they want to use the government school. What we have decided to do is do the right thing, go to court, challenge this decree. But I can also say that I'm aware that the party is already in court. So instead of another court case, we're thinking of joining the party that is already in court.
All right, there you heard the governorship candidate of Action Democratic Party, ADP, in Rivers State, Victor Fingese, speaking on the executive order, Decree 21, by the Rivers State government that was prohibiting political parties from using public schools for campaign purposes. If you must, 5 million naira is the fee you have to pay. Well, it's almost 2 weeks since the executive order was issued. Has it really stopped political parties from campaigning? And there are even conversations that this order is being used by some local governments and some individuals to, in what is termed, oppress other political parties and prevent them from campaigning as they ought to. Well, we'll find out more about this conversation this morning. Meanwhile, on Facebook, we are live. On Twitter, we're also live. You can join us at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. We have a big question there for you. Why is Decree 21 a problem if it doesn't stop political parties from campaigning? That's the question we're asking. My guest this morning is a chieftain of the APC, Tony Okocha. Already, you're welcome, sir. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We're already having comments on Facebook and people saying that you should not be addressed as a chieftain of the APC. If you can clarify for us, are you or are you not?
Oh, I can't stop laughing. I can't just stop laughing. You know, it's preposterous for anybody. Well, I think there are still neophytes who will think so. I'm sure that the person, if I know him, would have been one of the people I recruited into the All Progressive Congress in River State. Of course, you know that I'm a founding member. I was the chief of staff when the APC was founded here in River State. And you have seen a gale of defections. You've seen letters written by individuals who have decided on their own to port to another political party. None can say that he's seen a letter from me. I am an integral part of a party, founding member, and a chieftain of the party in the state and at the national level.
All right, well said. Now that we have that out of the way, as a question we have on social media, and that's where I would like us to start the conversation from. Why is Decree 21, the executive order given by the state government, a problem if it doesn't stop political parties from campaigning? So, first of all, does the Decree 21 stop political parties from campaigning?
Well, we're not in military era, so we won't talk about decrees.
Okay, executive
right now.
Order.
Yeah, executive order. Yeah, executive order is a legal instrument that enforces a law that does exist. All right, it's an instrument. All right. Now, what the executive order does is to say, look, this is the law that exists. Now we're adding vent to it by making certain things a lot more elaborate and specific. Now, when you talk about Executive Order 21, I think that the whole essence of it is the protection of public facilities and some kind of a guide to political parties vis-a-vis the ways they carry on with their campaigns. I tell you, I don't like people attaching sentiments to issues. We should discuss as human beings. We should be reasonable enough to know that what Executive Order 21 purports to do is to cure a mischief. Every law is intended to cure a mischief. This one is to cure a mischief. What is a mischief? That there are likelihood of damages that may occur when you are using a public facility. And that the money, they are not also sure that, because as soon as that is done, the parties will disappear. The environment will be littered with, of course, you know that people will sell pure water, biscuits, and all of those. Bottles will litter around. Now, what happens to the premises thereafter? And again, when people say only the field, it's not correct. I have been a politician. I have been a practicing politician. There's no way you can restrict people's movement when it has to do with when they have the venue. Of course, a lot of them are even comfortable, not even being around the premises, but getting into the primary schools or the facilities. So they could also destroy certain things. This money is like a check on the political parties to be disciplined. But I tell you a thing. You see, I think that to a large extent, knowing what I know, the governor assenting to an order, Executive Order 21, it's even been a lot, it's given it in the human face. I was chief of staff, and I tell you, I give it to you as two things that we did while I was in government.
Okay.
As chief of staff, I moved against the PDP when they wanted to have a program at the Port Harcourt Club. I did. What was I doing? I had to go. I went to the place, paid for all the halls, to stop the attempt, in our attempt to stop PDP from having a rally. But they beat us to it. At the point I got there, somebody had used somebody to pay a particular venue, particular hall.
This was something you did before?
Yes, I did as chief of staff.
So in other words, you're saying that
now,
this is a political move?
What I'm saying is that this is legitimate. This is what
it's a legitimate political move.
Exactly. The one we did was illegitimate. So, and if somebody has done a legitimate thing, why don't you take that one? Don't you think is better than the illegitimate ones we did?
So you're saying your party at the time was involved in an illegitimate political move to stop the PDP from having a rally?
It was, yes. Illegitimate, okay. Yes. We attempted an illegitimate means of stopping the PDP from having their rally in any public or even private, as it were. In fact, we even got to the point of, I said, I had to go to Port Harcourt Club and paid, attended to pay for.
So, Bishop, this was the APC at the time?
APC, yes. I'm talking about 2014, 2015, when we had moved from PDP to the APC. I'm telling you what I did. And I mean, I'm confessing that here. Now, you don't also forget that it would have been difficult for the PDP at the point to use the Adokia Mesimaga Stadium. But for the fact that the president was to attend that event, so the military had to move in, police, the military apparatus in the state had to move in. You know that we had garrisoned the place with heavy padlocks and all of that. They had to go there and they broke into the place.
In other words, you're opining that this isn't the first time you're having this sort of
idea.
This
is the time we're having,
but this is a different approach.
A legitimate approach, not to stop, to bring some kind of order. I don't think that anybody is being stopped because the parties, political parties,
but
are still campaigning.
In the past, when let's say the PDP used venues like this, other parties used venues to campaign.
Yes.
How did the state government manage those situation in the past? I mean, for now, the idea of the Executive Order 21 is to protect the properties,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So when Executive Order 21 has not been issued in the past, how did the government protect properties when other people campaigned there?
That's the point I'm making. I said that every law is meant to cure a mischief. Now, this is the mischief of what used to happen that this order is attempting to cure. Now, we have had scenarios. I've told you that we have scenarios where you go to a premises where political parties used for campaigns and rallies, and you see the place get into rubbles. You see rubbles, and then they are left for the school authority to begin to find a way to clear.
Is this not a concern now, for your party, the APC? When you would want to have your campaigns, are you saying the APC would pay 5 million to use these venues? And so afterwards,
it is not for APC. It is a law. Look,
APC is one of the parties.
The law is not a respecter of person.
Exactly.
Even the governor's party.
I played before we started the conversation. Yeah. I played a session I had with the ADP governorship candidate Victor Fingersey, and he says his party is already going to join another party that is in court to challenge that order. He also mentioned that it hasn't really stopped them from campaigning.
Exactly.
They have found other means to campaign, but he thinks that order would limit the activities of political parties and interfere with the campaign process, which he sees as inappropriate. Your party, the APC, is one of the opposition parties in the state and would go into campaigns in a more intense form and would need venues like that. So I'm asking you directly, would the APC pay 5 million or would the APC go to court to challenge the order? What is the direction for your party as an opposition in this
matter? Either of the two. Is it not that we are contesting it in court if we think it is draconian, or that we are devising other means of carrying out?
So the APC doesn't think it's draconian yet?
You see, my friend said they are in court. Maybe other political parties will join. But the much I know is that when you find a law, draconian, when you find a law, all right, that, you know, attempts to stifle a people one way or the other, you challenge it. People should learn to challenge the law. People should learn to challenge laws in this country.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't see any people, there are still town halls. Of course, you cannot go to any town hall for a campaign or a rally without paying something. So what is the big deal here? It's for you if he says
the
kitchen
is too hot. But then the 5
million is non-refundable. As an American president, I said, if the kitchen is fine, the kitchen too hot, you quit, you leave it. So if you find inconvenience to use the public facilities because of the amount of money that is being tagged, you look for other means. And people are still campaigning, I can tell you.
Okay, but you still haven't told us the question. Has your party decided on what it is going to do? We're already in the campaign season. Is there a position for your party on whether to pay 5 million and go on with using those venues?
I'm not the party, but if my opinion is sought, I will make my opinion clear. And my opinion here is simple, that there are two ways to it. If you think that it is draconian and that it's just way out of the world, we challenge it anywhere with any legal means, or we devolve a means of having our campaigns.
Okay, we'll continue with the conversation shortly, but if you're listening to us, remember that you can also watch live on Facebook and on Twitter. We are live, so you can watch us online, and you can also make your contributions there as well on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. I'll take that again, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. On Twitter, it is at Nigeria Info PH as well. Well, I have a question for you there. On Facebook, why is Executive Order 21 a problem if it doesn't stop political parties from campaigning? I played you an interview I had with the ADP governorship candidate, and you heard his position on that particular matter. And my guest at the moment, member of the APC, Tony Okocha, is also giving us his own position and view of the whole executive order. What is your own opinion? What is your position on it? We'll open the phone lines and get your thoughts quickly as well while we continue with the conversation in the studio. 0817-923-0002. You can also call us up on 0817-923-0003. Those are the numbers to call. Also send WhatsApp messages if you have questions and contributions on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. As much as possible, try to be civil and go directly to the point. Susie from Erema, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Susie.
Yes, I have listened very keenly on your premise, and I believe you have said it all. Tony Okocha is a chieftain of the All Progressives Congress in River State, and he is the coordinator of Bola Ahmed Tinubu Vanguard in River State. So for anybody to assert that Tony Okocha is not a member of APC in River State, I think that person...
Okay, Susie, I think we already clarified that. That's not the conversation now. We asked a question, and we need you to answer that question because we don't have a lot of time for only you to speak. Executive Order 21, why is it a problem if it doesn't stop political parties from campaigning? That's the question.
Yeah, the question here is that it is not a problem. Like, political parties could devise a means, and it's a measure of check and balance. And it is the prerequisite of the executive by either the president or the governor to make an executive order. I don't see where this is trying to strangulate anybody in River State. It is supposed to be that even if you pay that 5 million, the government is also possible that money can be refunded to you. When you rent a house, an apartment, you pay a caution fee.
The government says a non-refundable fee of 5 million.
Thank you very much.
All right, Susie, thank you. David from Yenegua, good morning.
Yeah, greetings from Yenegua, Andrew.
You're welcome, David. Go on.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is the prerogative of Mercy agreed, or the prerogative rather, of the governor or the president use the instrument executive order. But however, it is also the right of the people. Here, the executive order is an order that will infringe on the right of the people, or the executive order is an animality to the people. They have the right to challenge it in court. You remember when Mr. President gave executive order 10 or so, the governors went to court. At the end of the day, court has found that indeed that order that the SIU and the local government fund should be looked into it prevails. So for me, that order of to say that political parties should pay 5 million, as far as I'm concerned, it is not an order that is in tandem with the wishes of the people. It's anti the people. I remember in 2015 at the Mpolo Primary School, when His Excellency Governor Nyesom Wike held his campaign, he mounted the podium there and was talking. I do not think as at then he paid 5 million naira to use that place. So it's neither here nor there. I heard my local government chairman, who has not done anything for the local government, but now he's shouting to the high heaven. That same strength is using to shout that they will refuse people from using the Kalabari National College playground, school field. Yeah, even Singh will also go and use. He wants to refuse people. He are not giving to the people developmental project.
All right, David. Thank you very much.
Exhausting developmental project.
All right, thank you, David. But we have a short commercial coming up now. After that commercial conversation continues, we get to find out who would be checking the PDP when it wants to use such venues. That's a big question to ask. And also, whether or not this is stopping political parties from campaigning, our guest will tell us more. Mm-hmm. And the endorsement, in quotes, we'll talk about all this.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we are back and live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do well to follow, watch and listen and contribute. My guest in the studio, a member of the APC, Tony Okocha. And big question we've been asking, why is the Executive Order 21 a problem if it doesn't stop political parties from campaigning? Very interesting conversation we've been having behind the microphone while the commercial was on. And we're going to fill you in on some of the things that we have said, because I'll be asking certain questions now for my guests to respond to. Meanwhile, you can ask your questions and make your contributions. Send us WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. I'll take that again, 0809-030-6416, the WhatsApp portal. The phone lines will be coming up shortly, but you can drop comments on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Quickly, Mr. Okocha. Speaking with the ADP governorship candidate, a few things I asked him, and I'll ask you too. Did the River State government act outside the limits or confines of the law when it chose to issue the Executive Order 21? If it did not, why is it a problem for the opposition political parties in this state?
Well, while we're discussing at the background, I told you that, you know, are people like making a mule out of a teacup? All right? If not, the governor is within his ambits of authority provided for him by the law to make executive orders. Just the same way he assents to bills that are made by the House of Assembly, that, and then it then becomes a law. We have the processes and we have the process of lawmaking and procedures of lawmaking. So the government is within his powers as chief executive to make orders and assent to laws, bills and return to law. Like I said, now when people talk about what the governor has done, just like you have asked, did he go outside that ambit? Did he go outside the law to import something that is just not within contemplation of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria? Did he do that? My answer is no. The issue now is, what is the subject matter? I think that's what they are talking about. What is the subject matter of that law that the governor has made within the ambit of his authority? And I said that if they think anybody thinks that it runs or travels, it runs counter or antithetical to any individual's interests or rights. Of course, we have our inalienable rights provided for us also by the Constitution. You approach the court and challenge it. You know, in this part of the world, people don't like challenging laws. I give you an instance. I think that Magnus Abe, I listened to him. The other day, he had his Thanksgiving service. And in that Thanksgiving service, that gentleman said to the people, look, that he's not bothered with the executive order 21. As far as he's concerned, he was mandating his DG to go and interface with the commissioner for education, to whom the order, you know, is made for implementation. I should go and interface with him. There could be waivers. There could be discussions that could go on, you know, at the subterranean, and decisions are reached.
But don't you think that for many people, the worry would be the timing of the order, number one, and number two, the fact that those public facilities, the schools in question that the government is wanting to protect now,
yes,
most of them have been dilapidated, most of them have been vandalized, and this order did not come into play then to protect them.
It is not.
The fact that it's coming in a campaign season building up to an election, shouldn't that raise concerns for people?
No, but the order has said this, that any political party wishing to campaign, what does that tell you? That it is timeous for the order to come in place, because we're talking about campaigns now. We didn't get that order 5 months ago when INEC had not released.
5 months ago when these schools were being vandalized and were in dilapidated conditions, which some of them still are, by the way.
But I'm sure that the schools that are targeted in this case couldn't be the ones you're talking about that are dilapidated, because those ones would have been taken over by weeds and reptiles. So I'm not sure that's what the law is contemplating. Assuming that there are schools that are dilapidated, I don't want to talk about that. That's not within our context here. What the law is saying is that there are schools that are functional. These schools that are functional should be protected. And by the way to protect it is to put this wage, say, look, you are free to use it. What if the governor said no school should be, the schools should not be open to any political party whatsoever, even if you have 50 million naira to go and pay? But the law of the state government has been so magnanimous to say, look, you are free to use the schools.
But the maintenance,
but please pay
the fees.
So that when there are dilapidations or when you have rubbles around this school environment, we use that money to ensure that we fix those things without coming back to you. Of course, the moment the campaigns are over, everybody will run away.
For you and your party, you think 5 million naira is fair?
Well, I have said this, that, see, there is what they call the back channel approach. Sometimes some of these things can be resolved behind the scene.
So is that an approach you think your party would take?
Every responsible, I just gave you an instance. I said Magnus Abe, I listened to him, the SDP candidate, mandating his DG in an open space, not behind, that he should go and interface with the Minister of Education and see how they can get the matter
exactly
around.
This is what I'm asking. The approach that was taken by Senator Magnus Abe, is that the same approach that you think the APC should apply or other opposition political parties?
Reasonably, they should do so. That's what I think. It's not about fighting the law when you know that the governor didn't go outside the law, outside his powers to do.
All right, we'll come back, and a question that would be asked would be, who monitors the PDP then when they use these facilities? But first, let's go on to the phone lines and take some more calls. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003 are the numbers for you to call on WhatsApp. Okay, somebody says your guest is a mole, not a real member of the APC. His opinions will shock you further as he defends the governor. They say you're a mole. And there are many more. Just hold up so we can get and then you can react.
I don't think I should answer that. It's okay. No problem.
So if you want to react to it.
Yes, I will.
One of the messages that came in there. Victor from Rural Curry says, Executive Order 21 is a big problem to opposition parties. It would make the opposition parties not to take their campaign to the grassroots how it ought to. In fact, it's political witch hunt on the opposition parties. However, we are going to use the streets and town halls to do the campaign.
Exactly.
Talking about the town halls, we had... a complaint from the National Rescue Movement, who accused the Asaretoro local government chairman of hiding under the Executive Order 21 to cause crisis in Buguma. He was talking about how members of his party were dispersed when they tried to use town halls for their campaigns. We'll get to how people might abuse this order, but let's go to the phone lines first. Good news from our three. Good morning. Good morning, good news.
Hey, good morning, my brother, man.
All right, quickly, go straight to the point.
Thank you, Chief. I give you, sir.
Good morning, brother.
Yes, the question, I want to say that the government act of is striking in giving up Order 21 because now is the time for election. The constitution of Nigeria is greater than any other order or any constitution that is below the federal constitution of Nigeria. And the constitution of Nigeria says it's time for election and for campaigning. They flagged off presidency and governorship. And a governor coming to put an order saying that schools should not be used and 5 million naira should be paid or refunded. That is to say, if a National Assembly member wants to campaign in 17 wards or anything like that, in some local area, for example, you need to pay 5 million naira per each school. And again, you need approval. Who approves it? And that money is more refundable. That is for the reps, not for the assembly, not for the governorship of other parties. That is one. Number two again, you said the hotel should not be used. The only hotel that goes up is hotel will be clamped down. Number three, that the play schools, play communities, the playing grounds of community shops, yes, the chiefs will be called to order. What are you trying to tell? Look at what's happening in San Francisco. The APC governor came to such order, and it is having serious problems to the extent that even the bomb is going against, is attacking the governor for closing down this thing. So if you ask me, even the governor Wike went against order of President Buhari when he gave order 10 or something like that concerning local government autonomy. The governor of Rivers State personally went on air against him and said that the job constraint is not an issue. How much more know that we are into the period is coming to this such order? My brother, what is good is good. I am not against anybody not doing his work best. The truth is that that is a way of stopping opposition party from campaigning.
Okay, good news. Thank you very much. Ima from Ebonyi, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, go on, Ima.
Yes, in your platform, Nigeria Info yesterday, this subject was discussed on. And the resource person who handled this subject, he said that command was unlawful and illegal. This morning, the person in your studio has said that it is lawful and legal. So which one are we to follow? And it has been this contradictory opinion and judgment in Nigeria that has destroyed this country and made this country to be nothing. Let me talk to the person in the studio. We should continue with this ungodly and the unproductive system in this country. It is collapsing, and all of us are part of it.
So sorry, I didn't say it was...
All right.
I didn't say it was lawful. Mm. Yeah? I say it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you understand. I said the governor acted within the ambit of his rights. All right, so the legality of it is that the governor has done what he should do. Whether it is lawful is for the court to decide.
So go to the court.
Yes.
Like some of the other parties have said they would do.
Exactly.
Temple from Rukboku, good morning.
Morning, the very distinguished Femi
Andrew. You're welcome.
In the process of going to court, the last time I checked, delay is also dangerous because there is also a timeline for the campaign. You understand? But why not them? At least there are spaces. If some of them see that they cannot afford this money, we have town halls, we have a market square. We have even places that are flat more than the primary school field that want and, you know, put up some canopies and, you know, organize these parties and they have campaign over there. As far as I'm concerned, there are communities, bushes that are there lying fallow within the communities that one can go there, do your campaign. How long? It doesn't even take up to a 1 hour for campaign to be organized and everybody dispatched to his respective places. As far as I'm concerned, like your guest has said, the governor order is legal. You understand? But what they are crying for now is the money that is involved. Why? They should approach the community. What they want to hear, what they want to do is to make sure the message is being passed to the voters. As simple as ABCD, pass the message, look for an organized place, you know, space. Pass the message to the...
Hello, Temple. Sadly, I think you got interrupted by a service provider. This one says the executive order is unconstitutional. The governor is trying to make campaigning difficult for other parties and it should be condemned. Why should 5 million naira be paid by a party who wants to use a public facility for campaigns? Is that a joke? It brings us to this question. Flat Earth from Port Harcourt sent in that one. Opposition parties must challenge this in court. Yes, some of them already are in court. Mm-hmm. But then the abuse of the executive order, fears that it could be abused. I was telling you about the complaints by the National Rescue Movement, who was reacting to, who was saying that the local government council chairman for Asare Toro was hiding under the executive order to cause issues in the council. He said security agents should check the action because the council chairman ordered for the arrest and harassment of its members for holding its meetings in the Buguma town square. The town square isn't then a primary school, but then why would such, because the chief press secretary for Asare Toro has said that the allegation is not true.
Exactly.
But is there the possibility of this executive order 21 being abused by some local individuals in local government councils?
Yeah, but well, you see.
And how do we tackle that now?
Well, I think I would have just said to you that we should have listened to the chairman of Asare Toro local government that was accused of attempting to hide under the order to do some other uncanny things. But luckily too, Binesi, you have said to me, I said to us here that the press secretary has said that it was a lie. Now, some people like to cry foul. Some people like crying blue murder. Do you understand?
When but the case is there are words versus, it's words versus words.
Exactly.
We can't really say this person is right or this person is
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But then, do you think the possibilities of abuse is inevitable?
Well, you cannot take that away. You can't take away that because it's to be supervised or managed by human beings. Don't forget that, you know, when Karl Marx was propounding his theories, you know, his historical and dialectical materialism, from there to socialism, from there to that's capitalism, from capitalism to socialism, to capitalism to communism, it was at that point that he also discovered that he had propounded an utopian theory, reason being that human beings will manage. So the laws are made, or the executive orders have been signed, and it is for all of us to be on the red alert. I have told you here that the problem is that we don't test the law. And somebody said they should tell the police, please let him make a formal report, even to the governor and even to the police, and say, look, somebody is beginning to go beyond the boundaries as provided by the law. The law says public facilities. Maybe this other person too may have gone to do attempt the hijack of a particular place. Maybe he didn't pay. He might come from a place or have a town hall. It's big enough for anybody to have a campaign rally or whatever you want to. But you
would it be
pay
big enough for the APC to have a campaign?
Very rally? Well. A hall that can take more than 1,000 persons inside, and then the environment is so huge that even if you want to have a showing outside, it will take another 2,000. So what are you looking for? Again, my brother, should we really be thinking of jamborees instead of campaigns? Some of these things people run around are jamborees. They just want to make the campaign should. Don't we have opportunity of going to individuals in their houses, at the marketplaces, and campaign to them? Do we really need these jamborees?
Okay. On Facebook, a few contributions there. Thank God Ability says, any political party that cannot afford to pay 5 million naira can as well make use of market squares for their campaigns. Mm-hmm. Nothing like witch hunting here.
Mm-hmm.
Ogo Ojone Justice says, I think your guest is not an APC member. His comments have clarified everything. He's a mole in the APC. Okay, so we'll come back to this.
Now, I think
it's the second time. Okay, yeah, so.
Now, you know, I find it difficult to respond to some dunderheads and nitwits who still...
But we might mind the language. Okay. It's just your opinion. So I'm sorry, but when somebody...
somebody that calls somebody a mole, of course, I mean, what that word derogates a man like when you're called a mole? So if I also use something that's uncomplimentary, I'm sorry, but I've just...
But that's why I'm saying for both ways, and I'm giving you the opportunity to defend yourself.
But I've said that ab initio. When we started this program, that was the first question you asked me.
Yeah.
And I said that I'm a founding member of the APC, and I boast here, I boasted in most of your sister stations, that if there are two persons that knew that we were leaving PDP for the APC, I'm the second person after Rotimi Bikamechi, who was my boss, the governor, and that I did all the spade work.
He was your boss, he's no longer your boss.
He was my boss. He was governor. I was chief of staff.
The APC now is the leader of the party, isn't he?
APC is divided. APC is in two factions in River State.
Oh, two factions in River State. Yeah. Well, that would be a conversation for another time.
Yeah.
But then you're clarifying this now. You're a member of the APC, and that's what it is.
Please tell them to perish that idea.
So which faction of the APC do you belong to? If the APC is divided into two factions in River
State, my own APC.
And who's the leader of your own APC?
I'm the leader.
You're the leader of your own APC.
My own APC. Magnus Abbe used to be.
Who is your spokesperson?
Magnus Abbe used to be, but he defected to the SDP. So I'm the leader.
Who is the spokesperson?
Of course, you know that I'm sure you know that I'm the coordinator of Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
Yes, but who is the spokesperson of your faction of the APC?
Maybe you ask another day.
Oh, but you're here now, and you brought it up that there's a faction in the APC in Rivers State. So I think it's only ideal if we find out who the spokesperson of your faction is and who is in charge of the other faction.
I don't know about their faction. I'm only talking about my own faction.
Okay.
I will send my spokesman to you if you have a program for him.
Okay. Time will not allow us to go into that details. But one more message on Facebook. Oku Unduka Kelvin says, so the government has been selective for the school they want to protect. Okay, let's see if we can take one call from Mufasa. And that will be it this morning. Hello, Mufasa. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Please, you have 30 seconds. Just try and keep it
very, very brief as brief. Possible.
Go ahead.
It has been good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Now, it has been established that the governor acted within the ambit of his power. One thing we should understand, and Socrates has equally said, that the unexamined life is not worth living. We need to always take deep retrospection of what we do. The fact that somebody is a member of a political party shouldn't make the person blind his eyes to the reality of things.
All right, Mufasa, thank you very much, but time is not our friend. Executive order by River State government is a welcome development. Ability sent in that one. Abba says, this is not it. Quickly, who now monitors the PDP? That's another big question. If you can tell us something in 5 seconds, who monitors the PDP and ensures that 5 million is paid before it uses those facilities, and how do we account for the monies?
Maybe we should be asking the governor to set up a commission.
Okay.
To do that. Of course, my friend, I just summarized that an unexamined life is not worth living. And please, let people know that any law that is not backed with force is an advice. If I say that shall not steal, I have merely advised you. I've always used this illustration. If I say, that shall not seem, if that seems,
you will go to prison. Time. Thank you. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up next. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.